Another thing which you've got to consider, of course, if you're looking at the Seado E37S, which is that beautiful commercial grinder that I've got here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, is that it is probably more geared to commercial use than to home use. Not only because it's big, large, and in charge, but also because in a commercial area, in a lovely coffee shop, you're actually pulling quite a few shots one after the other. So to have a hopper which contains a lot of beans, a kilo upwards, is that you'll be using a lot of beans continuously. Now, at the end of the day, and you haven't used maybe the whole of the beans in the hopper, there is a lever there that you can close the compartment of the hopper that sits on top of the burrs themselves. And of course, there is a compartment that separates the hopper and the beginning of the burrs. And I've measured just to find out how many beans would actually be sitting there waiting to be used. And it is 43 grams of coffee, of unground coffee, that is sitting there waiting to be used. Now, the other experiment that I did, because if you're at home and you're experimenting with different coffees, you really want to only be grinding the amount of coffee that you're using. So let's say 18.5 grams or 19 grams, or even if you go up to 21, 22 grams, that's the only amount that you really want to freshly grind. Now, with this particular grinder, it's going to be a bit difficult to do that, because although you can close the compartment, and let's say you've cleaned out all the 43 grams of unground coffee, of roasted coffee beans that are sitting in that compartment waiting to be ground. Let's say you've cleaned that up and then you close the compartment from the hopper so you let nothing through to the burrs, and you fill your hopper with, let's say with 19 grams of coffee or 19.5, and only then you open the compartment so they'll drop down to where the burrs start and you start the Seado. Well, these beans are definitely going to be ground, but the funny thing is that somewhere along the line, 0.4 of a gram get lost, because I've done the experiment and I got only 19.1 gram ground coffee in my little cup that I used to experiment with, a paper cup, to see, and that's what I was left with. So what I've actually been told, and I mean it does make sense, is that a grinder like this actually needs a bit of weight also to really push the amount of grinds that you need all the way through, out of the chute and into your filter basket. Or if you want a cup, into a paper cup, and you can then transfer. So that was kind of an interesting experiment. So unless you're doing a few shots one after the other, I would suggest that probably for home use, this is a bit too tall, too heavy, too industrial. But it is an amazing machine. I mean, it grinds perfectly in no time whatsoever, and playing with these parameters, dosage, time, fineness, coarseness, is of course a luxury and a fantastic tool to have. So yeah, it's an impressive piece of kit, and I will use it more over the next few days and also really play around with the anti-static, anti-clumping system. So just to give you another bit of feedback on that Seado E37S grinder. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out for today. Enough experimenting with the grind.